Richard Branson's life philosophy is disarmingly simple. Screw it, let's do it. This mindset has transformed a dyslexic schoolboy into the billionaire founder of the Virgin Empire. When faced with a failing business and threatening banks, Branson doesn't retreat, he advances. This approach isn't reckless abandon, but calculated boldness. His philosophy centers on embracing opportunity with both hands while maintaining clear-eyed risk assessment. What makes this approach so powerful? It combines optimism with pragmatism. Branson developed what his staff calls his Dr. Yes persona, an automatic openness to possibilities others dismiss. This doesn't mean accepting every wild idea, but rather believing that making occasional mistakes is infinitely better than missing opportunities through excessive caution. This philosophy was modeled by his remarkable mother, Eve, who once disguised herself as a man during World War II to become a pilot when women weren't allowed to fly. The family ethos was clear. Having the courage to try is what truly matters. Consider how this played out when 16-year-old Branson started Student Magazine from his boarding school's payphone. With pockets full of coins and remarkable chutzpah, he secured $2,500 in advertising by cleverly pitting companies against each other. When asked why he wasn't pursuing university like his parents expected, his response was simple. Student is a career like anything else, a beginning to my life like university was to yours. Branson's success formula combines hard work, self-belief, and fun. When enjoyment fades, he reassesses and adjusts, maintaining what Buddhists call harmony in his life and work. This philosophy manifested in 1976 when he merged a Jamaican vacation with Virgin Music Business Development, signing 20 reggae bands while enjoying island life. Through clever negotiation, he discovered and purchased Necker Island for $180,000 during this period. He promotes this joy-centered approach across his businesses and admires companies like Ben & Jerry's Caring Capitalism model, which combines charitable giving with happiness-driven leadership. Branson advocates that everyone, regardless of role, should maintain positivity, work hard, build relationships, and find joy in both professional and personal spheres. Life is too short for joyless endeavors, he believes. The key to sustained energy at work lies in finding meaning and enjoyment in one's activities. Being bold doesn't mean gambling recklessly. When a contestant on Branson's The Rebel Billionaire chose a guaranteed $1 million over a risky coin toss, Branson knew he'd made the right decision, showing the careful risk assessment Virgin values. At Virgin, Branson seeks independent thinkers who embrace their natural strengths. His decision-making is swift, often taking just 60 seconds based on instinct rather than extensive analysis. When launching Virgin Atlantic in 1984, he calculated the risk at less than a third of annual profits. Sir Freddie Laker advised him to focus on better service rather than just low prices and warned about British Airways' potential interference. Despite BA's opposition and numerous challenges, Virgin Atlantic succeeded when most predicted failure within a year. Branson believes success requires more than luck. It demands self-belief and active opportunity creation. He encourages pursuing dreams while staying alert to when risks become too unpredictable. Everyone needs goals that drive progress and growth. Branson believes in two types of challenges: excellence in work and home life, and adventures that push boundaries. His first meaningful challenge came at age 4 during a beach holiday, when Auntie Joyce bet him 10 shillings he couldn't learn to swim by vacation's end. He persisted. After failing in rough seas all week, he spotted a river on the journey home and demanded one final try. Though scared of the deep, fast water, he jumped in, was swept downstream, but found his rhythm and swam. Muddy but victorious, he claimed his prize. Despite dyslexia making reading and writing difficult, Branson aspired to become a journalist. When he won his school's essay contest, his mother simply stated, "I knew you could win, Ricky." Her unwavering belief in achieving the impossible through effort deeply inspired him. This mindset was tested during his round-the-world balloon attempt. after surviving gas fireballs, thin air at 42,500 feet, and landing on a frozen Canadian lake in minus 60 degree temperatures, his belief strengthened. Humans tackle challenges simply because they exist. Self-reliance means taking initiative rather than waiting for opportunities. As the saying goes, if you want milk, don't sit on a stool in the middle of a field in the hope that the cow will back up to you. Branson's mother cultivated independence early, having him find his way home alone at age 4 and sending him on a 50-mile solo bike ride at 12. These weren't cruel acts, but deliberate lessons in self-sufficiency. His childhood taught him business fundamentals. His parents discussed finances openly, and his mother's home business making decorative boxes became successful after securing Harrods as a client. The children helped, learning about money and enterprise firsthand. These early lessons guided Virgin's global growth. Though the scale expanded dramatically, the basics remained: cash flow, profit, and loss. His only major setback came in 1986 when banking pressure forced Virgin public. After the 1987 crash, he bought back all shares, restoring his independence and preferred leadership style. Observing pelicans diving in Jamaica, Branson saw a parallel with Virgin's 50,000-employee operation, a close-knit team where everyone matters. This philosophy stemmed from his mother's teachings about putting others first and avoiding selfishness. When faced with a coup attempt at Student Magazine, Branson directly confronted his friend's betrayal, asking him to leave while maintaining their friendship. This taught him to address conflicts immediately before they worsen. Branson believed in recognizing talent regardless of position. Ken Berry rose from clerk to Virgin Music CEO through merit. During a financial crisis, when Berry suggested keeping only their star artist Mike Oldfield, Branson chose instead to expand and seek new talent. His trust in delegation enabled his adventures while the team managed business operations. Though selling Virgin Music to EMI for $510 million to save the airline was heartbreaking, protecting jobs remained his priority. Throughout his journey, family and friends provided crucial emotional and business support. Al Gore's 2006 presentation on global warming profoundly impacted Branson, revealing how carbon emissions could make Earth largely uninhabitable. Rather than deny this reality, Branson chose to act. He joined the Climate Group's Leadership Council with Tony Blair and Governor Schwarzenegger, advocating for a shift from blame to action-oriented solutions through industrial and business innovation. With Will Whitehorn, Branson developed Gaia Capitalism, a business model focused on profitability while addressing environmental challenges. This approach aimed to fix what Al Gore described as a broken system where the U.S. borrows huge amounts from China to buy oil from unstable regions, burning it in ways that destroy the planet. To demonstrate this commitment, Branson pledged $3 billion toward biofuel development alongside Bill Clinton, Rupert Murdoch, and Al Gore. He also established a $25 million prize for developing technology to remove 1 billion tons of carbon annually from the atmosphere, proving that business can simultaneously protect the environment and remain profitable.